This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Daniel Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Dear Daniel and Lizzie, greetings from Germany. My girlfriend broke up with me last year after she left for an au pair year in the USA. I was really close with her family as I lived with them for a half year during our German A-levels. Before the breakup, I kind of lost contact with them. Now, 4 months later, I still had no chance to thank them for a great time in person. I phoned her mother to arrange a meeting, as she seemed encouraged to see me again. However, she canceled that shortly before it was supposed to take place. 1 month later, I phoned the father, and he was pretty negative about meeting again, despite him being polite enough for a little chat. Now I feel caught in this unpleasant situation. I still have one or two things that I think I left over at their house, so I would like to get them back soon. But after that last phone call, I just feel discouraged and insecure about how to tackle it. I got the mobile phone number of her mother, but I have no idea how to ask her again or how to deal with a negative reaction. Is there a way to solve this in a respectful and satisfying way for both parties? Jonas.
I think so. I'm kind of two different thoughts. Mm-hmm. On the one hand, I say, just give a call. You lived with these people, and it doesn't sound like they hate you, even though you're hearing negativity from the father about getting together. I find the generation above ours, I'm 33, and I find that the generation above often says things like, when a breakup's a breakup, you're done, you're over, it's move on, you know? And I think they're a little bit more clean slate about things, mm-hmm. whereas I think our generation is a little bit more like, keep in touch. I mean, especially with social media and everything like that.
There are more things that connect people, maybe.
Exactly. No, I think that's really true. So I think it's more common for them to think about reaching out. I mean, I still talk to my ex's parents every now and again. I just think it's easier to think of that. So I would say, considering that you have the mom's cell number and you had an okay talk with her even though she canceled, I would just give a call and say, hey, I'm noticing a few things missing. I'm wondering if I left them at your house. Is there any way I could just pop by and pick them up, or could you check and see if they're there? I think that's a very easy, you know, casual. You're not asking a whole lot other than just to check and make sure your personal belongings are not there.
I like the way you did that, because you're instantly bringing the focus back to the items,
yeah.
which is really where the purpose of this question is about recovering those items. And you mentioned the generation that's used to a cleaner split. I'm also thinking about parents wanting to honor the autonomy of their child and
yes.
not get involved in a breakup. I can see respect their daughter's choice
yep.
not
respect
to be involved anymore and to
yeah.
try to help her maintain whatever boundaries she's establishing.
Yeah.
But it's perfectly appropriate to ask about your stuff. And I like the way you did it, because is it still there? I'm curious. I'm inquiring about it. You're not making demands.
Yeah.
When I was thinking about how to make that approach, I was thinking about offers you can make to take some responsibility. So offering to pay to have something shipped, offering to come over yourself to pick it up. So you're not placing the burden of returning those items on someone else. If you're looking for a point of etiquette to keep in mind as you're thinking about that communication.
And, you know, the other thing that you and I talked about before we dived into this question was just that, how badly do you really want this stuff, and how much is it stuff that you need? I mean, is it stuff you could easily replace, or is it like that favorite sweater that your grandma knitted for you that actually is really special?
What are the stakes here?
Exactly.
Mentioned for the 19th, Lizzie and I had a bit of a discussion about ghosting and whether or not ghosting, the process of just essentially disappearing and not ever talking to someone again after a relationship ends, is okay or not. And in the world of social media, where we're connected in more and more ways, that can even feel hurtful to some people mm-hmm. these days. So it's definitely a norm that I think is changing. It's worth considering and worth thinking about. Jonas, thank you for that question. We hope that our answer helps just a little bit as you work on getting your stuff back. Take good care.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by Infinite Guest.